Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I think if he wants to be a part of this team, that's the bigger question. If he wants to come in and be a part of this team, then absolutely. I mean, he's one of the best players in football. Why wouldn't you want an extra weapon? Why wouldn't you want a guy that can come through some special things on the football field, give James a break, and things like that? But it's only if he wants to. We don't want someone to come out here just because have to or feels obligated or to get, you know, whatever it is. So if he wanted to be out there with us, then yes, we'll welcome him back.
Has he indicated to you one way or the other?
I don't think anybody's heard. Everybody I've talked to, no one's heard anything.
What's on Tap brought to you by Fat Heads Brewery. Down to the final 2 hours of Le'Veon Bell Watch. KDK TV's got a camera set up on the south side, Water Street. You can watch nice cars go by. And the best part is that, like, I think there's a counter that tells you how many people are watching it. There are actually thousands of people watching that.
Is that not a...
That is awesome.
Ah!
That makes my day.
I don't know if I would call it awesome. Wouldn't call it great. Yeah, I'm with Coach Stallings here.
I love that.
What kind... Hold on now, Pony. We'll start with a little mirth. What kind of a commentary is it on our society that you set up a fixed camera to watch and see if a guy's going to show up?
People care.
People don't even know what it's called.
You have multiple tabs on your desktop, on your internet browser.
But people are sitting there.
One tab on work, one tab on Bell Watch. Craig, you see a problem with that?
I got no problem.
Multitasking.
I'm in here with a bunch of Philistines.
I watched it earlier.
I got mine up right now. I'm watching Bell Watch.
I'm walking around.
I'm watching Bell Cam.
Hold on. I actually want to see this. I'm walking around to see this.
You really do, huh? He's got the Bell Cam up.
There it is, baby.
He's got the Bell Cam up.
Bell Cam is going.
Well, I hate to break it to people, but he ain't showing.
No, he's not. And you heard Ben there say that he would accept Bell back with open arms.
If he wants to be here.
If he wants to play. And I think I heard in that answer from Ben that he was about to say, we don't want him back if it's only about the... And then stopped and changed his answer. He was about to say, I think, money. But I think Ben caught himself. He knew that it would not be... He would catch some flack if he said that.
Well, I think that's sort of being
judicious
on his part.
So that was a good job by him, I think, to chop his words off.
He pump faked.
What I want to know is this. 2 hours left. The Steelers are currently the 2 seed in the AFC playoffs. They'd get a bye. They're ahead of New England. They get the Patriots here in December. Because of the job James Conner has done and the defense's revival and all kinds of things, this team has won 5 games in a row. They're in pretty good shape. One thing Le'Veon Bell has never done is get to a Super Bowl. He's gone there to do interviews and stir the pot, but he's never played in the biggest game. And so this team has a shot at doing that. And as he said back in October to ESPN, quote, I feel I can be the missing piece. So why not show up and go for it? Should he care about trying to win a Super Bowl? Should that matter? Like, you don't know in your professional life how many chances you're going to get to win a championship, which is something that I think sticks with you for a long time.
Yeah, but you know how many chances you're going to have to make what you think is going to be your one big payday if you're a pro running back, and that's one. You're going to have one shot at it. And he has done all of this in service of the idea that he doesn't want to mess up that one shot that he's going to have. He also said that whole I can be the missing piece thing at a time when it looked like he could be, and then the problem for him was a guy wearing the number 30 did a very good, if not better than, impression of Le'Veon Bell the rest of the way, and that has hurt him. Here's my thing. Ben says that about you know, does he want to be here?
We don't want to force you to be here.
We don't want to force you. Tomlin has said the hostage, not, you know, we need volunteers, not hostages. When I think about a guy in Le'Veon Bell's position, if I were going to value judge, and I know people have dredged up 5- and 6-year-old tweets of his about football, right? Like before he was even with the Steelers, stuff he was saying.
Yeah, he said if you sit out for a whole year without an injury, you don't love the sport.
I'm talking about people were going back over a half decade before he was ever a pro finding some of this stuff.
He said that in 2013.
That one's when he was on the Steelers.
Yes.
But I'm saying there are other ones. My point is this. The priority list, once you get to the pros for any player, but especially pro football, should be this. Actually, mostly pro football because the other deals are guaranteed. Money first. Championship second, and it should be a wide gulf between numbers 1 and 2. We've heard Ramon say that he feels that you get a bump from being on a Super Bowl winner, like it might help him. It might help Ramon, and I think Ramon knows that he's not going to command the kind of money Le'Veon Bell could. For Le'Veon Bell, for guys like that at his position, though, where 30 is pretty much the age where everyone cuts you off at the knees, money first. And people don't want to hear that because for the fan, you're invested in the championship. You don't care about the player getting paid. You just want James Conner's making $570,000 a year. Bell needs to be money first, title second. That whole idea that winning a title helps you get more maybe applies in college where if you're a down-the-line member of an Alabama team that wins a national title, you might have some job opportunities lined up at like a car dealership outside of Tuscaloosa after you're done. Well, that you wouldn't have had if you had lost to LSU or something like that. For Bell, it's got to be about the money. He's right to have that kind of mindset.
So you think those two things, you don't think they're mutually exclusive? Like, you don't think that, you think it's one or the other? You think he has to make a decision?
For him, for particular case, it has to be one or the other.
Trying to win a Super Bowl or doing what he thinks is best to get paid? Because I look at it this way. If he doesn't show up in 2 hours and he foregoes the opportunity to help and assist this team compete for a Super Bowl, I believe that will get held against him. To what extent? I don't know. It only takes one. I get that. But I believe if he doesn't show up in the next 2 hours, his number of suitors, teams that are interested in him this upcoming offseason, will shrink.
I disagree. I mean,
it won't shrink to zero, but the number of teams who are interested in him will go down if he doesn't show up in the next 2 hours.
But you
period.
Just, the most important part of your statement for supporting my side of this is what you said. It won't shrink to zero. He has a list of how many. See, everyone talks about this as if there's 32 teams that will, 31 teams, the Steelers will be out, that'll vie for his services, right? In the offseason. That's the theory. Obviously, that's not the case. There are plenty of teams that are set at running back. There are plenty of teams that don't have the cap space to take on what he wants. It probably isn't going to do jack squat for the teams that are actually in on this, the Colts of the world or the Jets or the Raiders.
Do you think
those teams aren't going to look at him differently?
Oh, I disagree with that. Let's take the Colts you just
completely
named.
Completely disagree.
They are a team that just hired a coach who won Super Bowl somewhere, and they are stressing culture more than anything else. You think their one big splashy move as a team that is trying to instill a winning culture is to give a guy unheard of money at the running back position after he just sat out an entire year? How many times have we had Clayton on and he has said to us, the Colts aren't interested in a guy, in a person like Le'Veon Bell? You're obviously, you're a really smart guy. You know what leverage is. You know that you can leverage offers against each other. Mm-hmm. You can start a bidding war. The fewer teams that want to bid make it harder to get the amount of money you want.
I have a question for you, though, that I know as a smart person you know the answer to, and it's a quick one. Who has final say when a team decides to sign a player or not?
Who has final say?
In an organization, who signs off on whether or not we're going to make this offer to someone?
Probably the owner.
No, it's not probably. It's definitely the owner. And who's the owner of the Colts? Ursay, a guy that I don't think is going to let his team's little culture desire necessarily override the chance to go out and get Le'Veon Bell. In Oakland, Mark Davis, a man weird enough to drive 6 hours each way for his Prince Valiant haircut. He wants to make a splash in Vegas. You don't think Le'Veon Bell's an enticement there? The New York Jets, who are a total dumpster fire right now, have a quarterback and little else, okay? They are still playing, it seems like, trying to play hard for bowls.
So that's his career path.
A guy, those are the three teams most likely.
That's where his career is going. His career is going where the teams that have the most interest in him are the laughingstock franchises of the NFL.
I mean, the Colts are 4-5 with Andrew Luck, who everybody but me in this world loves.
We just,
the Jets just allocated a number 3 overall
we'll
pick on Darnold.
I would almost guarantee that he will not end up in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And if Oakland you want to say places like the Jets and the Raiders are still interested, that's fine. I just don't think you help your value or your standing in the eyes of the other NFL teams by doing something that shows that your heart isn't in the sport.
But I think the teams have a better handle on the business side of this than anybody does. Like, the other teams out there are going to say, that's 400 less touches for this guy. And you said he would go someplace where it's the laughing stocks of the league. Why does that matter? He wants to get paid. Who cares if it's with a team that sucks?
Okay.
The Rams sucked in Todd Gurley's, first or second year? They're real good now. It doesn't take long in the NFL. It takes a quarterback, and it takes a good offensive mind, and it tends to help if you have a multi-dimensional major threat at running back. Why does it matter if he's with a team that everyone laughs at?
You don't, why does it matter?
To him, I mean. If they cut the checks, why does it matter?
You don't think your work environment matters?
Not to him. The guaranteed amount of money matters.
So if going to work sucked, but you were still making a lot of money, you'd be happy? You think the work environment in Oakland is good?
I mean,
you'd want to be a part of that culture and that environment. That seems like a constructive workplace.
When the scales of money here are what we're talking about, I would take the money over a bad workplace. And how is the workplace bad here? For people like you or me, it could be we deal with a boss or bosses or people in the building that have dominion over us that maybe we don't like. That's how it is for most people. In Le'Veon Bell's case, it might just be like some Raiders player said after their last game, man, we just suck and I hate losing. If he gets paid, I think he feels like he's won. And then he probably feels like he can help them not lose.
The Raiders' mantra is just win, baby. And this guy doesn't want to play for a winning team. Why would they sign him? He doesn't want to be a part of a winning team. That's Al Davis's signature quote. That's what, bowl cut Mark Davis. That's the theory. That's the ethos of the organization. Just win. And this guy doesn't want to
win. Talk is cheap. They're trying to tank right now.
You don't think that this reveals football character?
No.
You don't think what Bell is doing reveals football character at all?
Guys that are all about winning in the Super Bowl, possibly at the expense of themselves personally, their best interests, are at some level suckers.
Do you want guys who love football or are indifferent about football? I see a guy that's indifferent. Doesn't show up to the walkthrough before a playoff game. Plays basketball before.
What did he do in that playoff game, though?
He played great.
Okay.
He played absolutely great.
So what matters more? That he didn't care enough to show up to the walkthrough on time or that he played great? Mitchell loves football a lot. That's why he got caught up in his emotions and woofed outside the Jags locker room, and then he got humiliated.
He played a great game, but you know what? They didn't win.
It wasn't his fault.
It wasn't a winning performance.
Wasn't his fault.
Wasn't all his fault.
It was the fault of the guy. No, it wasn't any bit his fault because he was awesome. It was the fault of the guy that loved football so much he ran his mouth and then got stomped like the rest of that defense did. Mike Mitchell, football. Give me 11 guys that suck but love football, and I'll take my team of 11 ambivalent guys who are super talented like Bell, and we'll win every time.
So if you were about to give a guy $60 million guaranteed, you wouldn't have any question about whether his heart was in it or not? That would not matter to you?
No.
You wouldn't think that because the guy didn't love football, he might get the big fat paycheck and then kind of half-ass it or slack off?
Because I think that guy has played and played hard for money he probably felt was beneath him so far just because of the nature of the beast. He has talked about wanting to be valued, his talents valued, okay? I think if somebody values them, I don't think Le'Veon Bell slacks once he wins. I think he goes out to prove, oh, by the way, this is why you spent that money. I'm a Ferrari.
I think he might get fat cat syndrome.
I doubt it.
Why wouldn't he get fat cat syndrome? That's what Lamar Woodley did.
So you're assuming that every player is Lamar Woodley or that every player that gets paid sucks?
I'm just saying these aren't the actions of a guy who loves football or cares about his craft.
These are the actions of a guy who wants to take care, look out for number one, as he should.
He's taking care of his body playing basketball with guys like you and me.
That was his one bad move. The rest of it, though, I'm with him, man. Fans want championships. Players got to look out for number one because the fans sure as hell aren't. If Le'Veon Bell had come back this year and in the final play of the Super Bowl torn up his knee while stretching over the goal line to win the Super Bowl with a last gasp touchdown, people would not, they'd be happy that his career was ruined but that the Steelers had won. Because the people out here don't actually care about the athlete, and the athlete shouldn't care about the Super Bowl if it's him getting paid or that on the line.
Doesn't look like Le'Veon Bell's going to show up. If he refuses to report to the Steelers, if he shows that he doesn't want to play for a team that's a Super Bowl contender, will that hurt Le'Veon Bell in free agency?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.